welcome back to Over Coffee. Author Matt Carter loves all things Halloween, and he's going to incorporate a good scare and a good time into his writing. Matt, who, by the way, is a PCC graduate, writes horror, sci-fi, some young adult fiction. If I'm counting right, his short stories have so far been published in 7 different anthologies. And next year, his first novel, written in collaboration with fellow author F.J.R. Chichnall, is scheduled for publication. And by the way, F.J.R. is also Matt's wife, and she, too, was a PCC student. The new book's entitled Splinters, the first of a 5-book series called Prospero Chronicles. And as Matt joins me in studio now, we're going to be talking about writing the experience of creating that book. Matt, welcome.
Hey, it's a true pleasure to be here, Dot.
It's great to have you. How did writing first become important to you?
By accident, really. I mean, I was always a kid. I always loved to tell stories, loved to tell lies, a few little tips, as my dad would say. I always had a story in my head. I was always putting a story down on paper, and I always just did it for fun. But after a while, once being an adult and realizing, this responsibility thing doesn't sound so great, I said, hey, I think I can try this writing thing professionally, and well, we've gone from there. I mean, it's been a long, tough road, but it's finally getting some results, and we're really excited to see where it goes.
This is an exciting thing. Tell me about the beginnings of deciding, yes, I can do this professionally. Where'd you go from there?
I first came up with a novel. I just, scrambled together a lot of ideas I'd had for a while, put it into a manuscript, put it out there, and was resoundingly rejected a couple dozen times over. I let it get to me for a while. Then I started just doing short stories for a bit. Didn't really take me anywhere. And then I got together with my wife. We started doing just writing together. And we both made each other better at this, and I think we both can attribute a lot of our success in this to each other. And I know I've helped her, and she's helped me tremendously. I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm doing now without her, and we're a force to be reckoned with.
I expect that people are going to be reckoning with that force 1 year from today.
Oh, here's hoping. I mean, I don't know when the book's exactly going to be released yet, but they are looking for a fall of 2014 release.
Before we get into talking about Splinters, would you tell me what you remember best about your time here at PCC?
I had so much fun in Brent Keith's acting classes. I mean, I'm such a mild-mannered guy generally by my life, but in his classes, I mean, it's where I met Fiona. That's pretty good, too. But we really just got to cut loose and have a lot of fun, and I got to just be crazy for a while, and I think that actually helped me as an artist and writer because I learned not to hold anything back.
I'm wondering, too, because you say as a mild-mannered guy, yet you write stories about haunted stains and voodoo dolls and things like that. How did you choose your horror genre?
Oh, I think it's always been in there with me. I mean, my dad, he raised me on a lot of the older monster movies while kind of keeping a lot of the newer, bloodier stuff kind of a taboo. But naturally, I found my own interest in that over time, and just horror became a part of my life. I was so fearful beforehand, and now I just embrace the darkness. I look at it, I have fun with it, and I like to create it. I like to, getting a good scare out there is healthy, I think.
I think so, too. Tell me about crafting your first short story that got published, your first horror story before.
Oh, that would be Benny the Bunny. It was a 500-word or shorter flash fic. It was basically about just a killer stuffed rabbit doll that, goes after a guy after his kid dies. And that really comes from my old-seated fear of Chucky. I swear, I was 3 when the first Child's Play movie came out. I looked exactly like Chucky, and that kind of warped me for close to 20 years. And then it's like, it seems fitting that my first story out there is going to be about a killer toy.
So he's Benny the Bunny rather than Chucky the doll.
Oh, yeah. And that one's probably, in time, Benny became kind of a trademark. He's Little Green Rabbit shows up in pretty much every one of my stories in one way, shape, or form. Probably get his own novel someday. We'll find out.
Will the Little Green Rabbit be any place in Splinters?
Yes, actually. It shows up in a carnival scene as a prize.
That's almost like Hitchcock showing up in cameo appearances in each one of his movies.
I like to try. I think Fiona actually wound up working him into Zombie Slayer, her novel, too, a bit.
Something else to look for. How did the concept of Splinters and the Prospero Chronicles first come to you?
Well, it was a joint thing. I mean, this didn't come from either my head or her head. We had been looking for a project to do together because we have so much fun writing together. And a lot of it just came from a genesis of, wanting to put together a lot of our favorite things in the world. I mean, I had a lot of, you know, horror movies and sci-fi influences. She had a lot of young adult influences. We were both really watching The X-Files obsessively at the time, and we liked the dynamic between these two main characters, and we wanted to set up a story and universe that would take place in the heads of two separate characters. I mean, it's more about the partnership and the friendship between them than just everything through one character's eyes. So it started out with that genesis, you know, get a little bit of The X-Files, a little bit of The Thing, a little bit of H.P. Lovecraft, put it all kind of in a blender, and it became this expansive universe that we just keep building on and we've really fallen in love with.
Did Fiona say you're now in your third book of Prospero Chronicles?
Yes, this is a 5-book series. We are almost finished with the first draft of our third book. First one is already with the publisher, again, looking for a late 2014 release. The second one is with our agent for consideration, and third one's almost finished with that first draft.
What an exciting place to be. We may have to continue because we're going to come up on a break, but I'd like to know, what are some of your rules for writing when you're creating a world, like you said, and making it compelling?
Everything has to logically flow from one step to the next. You can't just have something just because. I mean, okay, you see this creepy monster over here. What's that monster's story? You've got this mystery hanging in the background. It can't just be a mystery for the sake of mystery. Everything needs to have a reason. Everything needs to have a place. Even if the reader doesn't get all the details, you as an author need to know why everything in this universe is.
If I were to ask you, why do you have a green bunny, for example, you would explain exactly why there's a green bunny in the carnival.
Yes, it's basically an evil takeoff of Barney. A little bit of Barney, a little bit of Chucky, but all in the form of a green bunny.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. You and I are listening today to Matt Carter, who is an author of horror, sci-fi, and young adult fiction. Look for the release of his first novel entitled Splinters, which he co-wrote with his co-author and wife, F.J.R. Titchener, to come out towards the end of next year. First of a 5-book series called Prospero Chronicles. When we come back, I'm going to see if I can get Matt to maybe read a little bit of his work here on Over Coffee. This is Over Coffee on Lancer Radio, Facebook page, facebook.com/Lancer Radio. Be sure you like us, and we will be back in just a moment here on LancerRadio.org.